وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك وجزاك الله أحسن الجزاء. And آمين to all your beautiful duas. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower His choicest blessings on you, Hazrat مولانا سليم صاحب. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Speaking about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and his dua for Makkah al-Mukarramah, when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O my Lord, make this a city of peace and sustain its inhabitants with fruit, such of them as believe in Allah in the last day. Allah said, I shall grant a brief profit for him who thus believes. Thereafter, I will drive him to the punishment of the fire. It is the worst of abodes. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam prays for the inhabitants of Makkah Mukarramah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, O my Lord, make this a city of peace, baladan amina. As a result of this supplication and dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Makkah Mukarramah a place of peace and security. And he also prayed to Allah saying, and sustain its inhabitants with fruit, such of them as believe in Allah in the last day. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam excluded the infidels and the kuffar from this supplication because Allah had already told him earlier, my covenant will not reach the oppressors. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains believers and infidels alike. However, the profits of the year after are reserved exclusively for the believers. For this reason, Allah replied to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's supplication by saying, I shall grant a brief profit for him who thus believes as well, whereafter I will drive him to the punishment of the fire. It is the worst of abodes. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam lived in Makkah Mukarramah together with the other believers. However, after some time, people resorted to idol worship and became mushrikeen, polytheists. They even placed their idols inside the Kaaba. If Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's supplication was accepted as he had made it, the people of Makkah would have slaved when they became polytheists. However, Allah continued to provide for them. The fruits of the world reached Makkah Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the supplication and dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and caused the fruits of the entire world to reach Makkah Mukarramah for the benefit of the residents and the outsiders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qasas, have we not settled them in a peaceful haram to which the fruits of everything is attracted? This is by way of sustenance from him, but most of them do not know. Close to Makkah is a fertile place called Taif, which supplies Makkah with various fruits. Fruits from all over the world are also imported to Makkah Mukarramah. And one can scarcely imagine any fruit that has not reached Makkah Mukarramah. Many commentators have mentioned that the word fruit is not restricted to the fruit that grows on trees. They say that the word also refers to the fruit of machines and factories, that is, their manufactured products. One will notice that every type of manufactured article is available in Makkah Mukarramah, even though the area barely has any industries. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prays for Medina Munawwara. Muslim Sharif reports from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an that the first fruit of the season was always presented first to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereupon he would pray to Allah as follows: O Allah, bless us in our fruits, bless us in our city, bless us in our sa', and bless us in our mud. The sa' and the mud were measures of weight during the time. O Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam was your friend, bondsman and messenger. I am also your bondsman and messenger. Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed for Makkah Mukarramah, and I pray for Medina Munawwara. Grant for Medina Munawwara whatever Ibrahim alayhi salam asked for Makkah Mukarramah, and double of it. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would call for the smallest child and give the fruit to him or to her. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed thus: O Allah, grant Medina Munawwara twice the blessings you gave to Makkah Mukarramah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prayer was accepted, and it can be clearly seen today that Medina Munawwara received twice as much as fruit, food and commercial commodities that Makkah Mukarramah receives. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. When Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam raised the foundation of the house, the Kaaba Sharif, and they prayed, O our Lord, accept from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. O our Lord, make us subservient to you, and make from our progeny a nation that is subservient to you. Show us our rights and accept our repentance. Without doubt, you are the most pardoning, the most merciful. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam construct the Kaaba Sharif. Now, the angels originally constructed the Kaaba. Later, when its walls were brought down by floods during the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, its location then became unrecognizable. When Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam were charged with the task of reconstructing the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel to show its location to them. Allah refers to this when he says, when we showed Ibrahim the location of the house, the area presently outside the Kaaba, called the Hatim, was originally part of the Kaaba Sharif itself. However, 5 years before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophethood, the Quraysh rebuilt the Kaaba but ran short of funds. Therefore, they could not complete the construction, but merely built a short semicircular wall to denote the actual extent of the Kaaba. This demarcated area is called the Hatim and has no roof. So Muslim Sharif reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once told Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, if it were not for the fact that your people were new Muslims, I would have broken the Kaaba down and reconstructed it according to the design of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The door would then be on ground level, and the hijr, the hatim, would be part of the building. Another narration reports that the design of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had two doors. However, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left the Kaaba as it was built by the Quraysh. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu later reconstructed the Kaaba according to the original plan of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, but the notorious Hajjaj bin Yusuf raised the building to the ground and had it rebuilt according to the design of the Quraysh. When the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid rahmatullah alayhi requested advice from Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi to rebuild the Kaaba as it was built by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, O Khalifa, do not make the Kaaba a toy for every king, so that they can all demolish it and reconstruct it. Its sanctity will then vanish from people's hearts. Bukhari Sharif reports from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam told his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Allah has commanded me to fulfill a task. Sayyidina Ismail al-Islam replied, you will have to obey the command. Will you assist me? Asked Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam. Certainly, replied the son. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam pointed to an elevated site, saying, Allah has commanded me to erect a house there. Consequently, father and son set to work. Sayyidina Ismail al-Islam passed the material to Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam, who built the walls. When the walls grew higher, Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam began to use the Maqam Ibrahim, as a ladder. As they built, the two continuously recited the prayer, Rabbana taqabbal minna, O our Lord, accept from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Despite the fact that both were prophets, carrying out the task with complete sincerity, they pleaded to Allah to accept their efforts. This teaches us to pray always for acceptance from Allah, even though the deed is done with sincerity. One never knows when pride or show and ostentation may creep into the intention. Allah speaks about such sincere people in the Quran who constantly fear that their deeds may be rejected. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi reports that one Sayyidina Wahab Ibn al-Wir rahmatullah alayhi wept upon reciting the verse when Ibrahim and Ismail raised the foundation of the house, the Kaaba. They prayed, O our Lord, accept from us. Indeed, you are all hearing, the all knowing. He then prayed, O merciful, your friend is building your house, fearing that the deed will not be accepted, whereas we think that our small efforts are accepted. Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail a.s. also prayed to Allah as follows, O our Lord, make us subservient to you. It is the trait of a believer that he prays to Allah to preserve his belief and obedience. The prayer for a subservient nation. The illustrious father and son also made the following dua, and make our progeny a nation that is subservient to you. Certain commentators have mentioned that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made this particular prayer and dua because when Allah Ta'ala told him, my covenant will not reach the oppressors, he realized that all of his progenies will not be believers. Commentators mentioned that the dua was for the Arabs, who were the progeny of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam via Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. A believer and mu'min should always be concerned about the plight of his future generations and pray to Allah to preserve Islam in their lives as well. Describing the qualities of the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, those who say, O our Lord, accord to us the coolness of our eyes from our spouses and children, and make us leaders of the pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tahrim, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire. Praying for the rites of Hajj. Another prayer and dua that the two eminent prophets made was, Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Show us our rites and accept our repentance. Without doubt, you are the most pardoning, the most merciful. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes, then after Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. completed the Kaaba, Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. took him by the hand to Mount Safa and Mount Marwa, telling him that these two are from Allah's signs. Thereafter, he took him to Mina and then to Muzdalifah, where he was told that it was called the Mash'arul Haram. Sayyidina Jibreel a.s. then took Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. to Arafat, where he taught him the rites of Hajj. Thereafter, he thrice asked Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. whether he understood the rites of Hajj, whereupon Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. confirmed that he did. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. announced the Hajj to the people, as Allah says in Surah Ibrahim a.s. Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. in Surah Hajj, announce the Hajj amongst the people. People believing in oneness of Allah, Tawheed, continue to perform the Hajj thereafter. Eventually, when the polytheists rose, they contaminated these rites with acts of shirk and even altered the months of Hajj. They performed Tawaf naked and never went to Arafah but returned after spending time only in Muzdalifah. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Makkah Mukarrama, he put an end to these ignorant customs and announced that none shall ever again perform tawaf around the Baytullah naked, and that no polytheist and mushrik must ever perform the Hajj. In the 9th year after Hijrah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed what was termed the farewell Hajj, the Hajjatul Wida, during the course of which he taught people the proper rites of Hajj, saying, "Learn the rites of Hajj from me." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told the people on that occasion, "Stay at your places where your people used to stay, because you are the successors of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam." So any person proceeding for Hajj or Umrah must be acquainted with the relevant laws and injunctions. It is tragic to know that some people nowadays pay no heed to the regulations and then scorn those who correct them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all those people who have gone for Hajj a Hajj mabrur and maqbul, and those who are desirous for going for Hajj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them for Hajj. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.